from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Party manifestos finally emerge less than a week before St. Lucia's election. Trinidad's main opposition, the PNM, in the lead by 3 percentage points, a first for this campaign. And Cayman officials sign a US agreement to share tax information, tightening the noose around violators in Washington. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. With less than a week to go before St. Lucia's December 3rd general election, the party manifestos are just beginning to emerge. The governing St. Lucia Labour Party will launch its blueprint tonight, just 6 days before polling day. Defending the decision to launch the manifesto this late, Prime Minister Kenny Anthony has described it as a strategic move. Meanwhile, the opposition United Workers Party is expected to launch its manifesto later this week. Pete Ninval reports.
The St. Lucia Labour Party says its manifesto, dubbed Vision for St. Lucia, is merely a formal document outlining many of the policies it has been articulating in this election campaign. And Prime Minister Dr. Kenny Anthony has defended as a strategic move the decision to launch the document now. Dr. Anthony acknowledged some do not feel that the election campaign is as exciting as the one before, but he felt the election momentum was building up. However, he expressed concern about mudslinging, the presence of a record number of